This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk radio you control. Take control of the airwaves with 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And it's Memorial Day.
It is Memorial
evidently.
Day, yes.
I would have completely missed it if they hadn't been talking about it at work all weekend because, you know, changing business and all of that. It's not a holiday that I'm particularly
changing business? What's that mean?
Making us busier.
Okay.
Essentially.
I see.
I tried to simply very loosely allude to my other job and not get into specifics.
All right.
But yeah, it's not a holiday that I'm particularly observant of. I suspect the two of you are not either.
Well, it's a holiday and other people celebrate it, so,
that's,
you know.
That's true.
If you want to have a little picnic or something, it's a nice day to do that.
Did you see that the U.S. Army attempted to make people feel patriotic about their service and it sort of backfired? With lots of people going to Twitter to talk about how it had, you know, given them PTSD and more or less just ruined their lives.
Yeah, it was something like tell your veteran story, and they did.
They did indeed.
It was even worse than that because it was something like tell us how the Army has affected you, which sometimes people forget that the internet doesn't only exist in the U.S.
Oh, were there people from like Yemen?
I don't know, but that's not how you should phrase something that you're going to post on the internet. I just saw all the people who are like, oh, well, they blew my leg up and refused to pay for it, stuff like that.
Right.
But I didn't actually go search, so I don't know.
But other people are celebrating it in another way, it would seem, by erecting a monument to veteran suicides or something to that effect. Mark, you have the story.
Yeah, this is from the Buffalo News, and a group of people who, you know, veterans who have died, who really don't get a lot of attention, are the suicides. Because, you know, there's veteran suicide seems higher than your average suicide rate.
6,000 every year since 2008.
And that's higher than anything out of a conflict. You know, there's been more suicides basically daily than there are veterans killed on the vast majority of days since 2001. And it's probably before that, too.
That's staggering when you think about it in those terms. I didn't stack that against combat deaths, but yeah,
right.
It seems that what's more lethal to the American military is not the enemy, but fighting.
Right. And combat deaths are the ones that show up for people. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot fewer of them than there used to be. They're certainly harrowing for the family to experience and all those sorts of things. But those are the kind of things that people lionize in their minds. But there's a lot of suicides, and those people get zero recognition. They're just swept under the carpet because nobody wants to talk about how, I don't know why. I mean, you can call in and tell me why it occurs. 855-450-3733.
Well, I imagine there aren't too many things that are just more traumatic and more likely to make you lose faith in just life as a whole than watching people get blown to pieces.
That's what I hear from veterans. That's what my conjecture is that whatever occurs for these guys is so traumatic that they just can't handle life after that.
It's also kind of the case that you're kind of recruiting people for what is, in fact, a sociopathic mission, but you're not selling it that way. You're selling it like, hey, come protect freedom and protect us from terrorists. So that's the psychology profile that you get, but then you send them to do sociopathic things, and then halfway through they kind of figure out what's going on. Which is why I think you have things like differences between troops and, you know, things like cops. If you advertise for psychopaths and you have them go do psychopathic things, I think you'll be, you won't be fine, but you won't have that particular problem.
Well, I think that, I wouldn't use the terminology you're using. I think that there's a personality type of a warrior, right? And they can handle what they see out there in a way that other people can't. I think what...
Well, I'm not talking... Well, that's not my concern here. So I think that they know when they sign up that they're going to be killing people. I think that they were very lied to about the people that they're going to be killing. I think that they're told that they're going to be killing terrorists and actual threats, and that's just not the case.
And sometimes the terrorist is six, you know? I mean, yeah. Like it's a six-year-old kid.
So you could have somebody who's completely prepared mentally and emotionally to go in and kill people who are actual terroristic threats,
yeah.
But not prepared to bomb the hospitals and orphanages.
Well, I imagine that a lot of these people simply think that they can handle the trauma, that they can think that they can shoot somebody and they'll be fine. Because most people do say something like, I would just shoot somebody if they broke into my home or whatever, but they're not actually prepared to.
I'm sure that that's some of it, too, but I think that you make it worse by lying about who your targets are.
Right, and well, also, they lay out these incentives for people to go to college and a variety of other incentives to be in the military. And I'm not saying that those incentives are terrible. It's just that, you know, in many cases, the idea is you don't have any direction after school? And who has direction after high school? Very few people are like, oh, yeah, I need to do this thing or that thing. And if they do have direction, it's very unlikely to be the direction they're actually going to go. So you take this group of largely directionless people, you offer them a discipline, a reasonably good paycheck, a fancy uniform that they can, pull down attention from the opposite sex with or whatever it is that's important to them. And you dangle all that stuff in front of them and plus the GI Bill and all that stuff. And then you're liable to get people who want those things, as opposed to people who, these warriors. And now I'm not saying the warriors don't already get the military. I think they're just a very small percentage of the population, and we'd be fine with them if the United States military stayed within its borders and did what basically every European military does. You know, just take the warriors, give them the warrior job, and then those few times that you need them, send them out there, you know, send out these meat-eating killers, because that's what we got. That's what you want in that circumstance.
Right? I mean, that's what they're trained to be, right?
Right. And, when the rubber hits the road, that's who you want with the gun in their hand out there in front. And I'm not trying to make a value judgment on that in particular, but when you take the rest of the population and dangle all these wonderful things in front of them and tell them what a great life it's going to be, and ta-da, and then they go out there and their buddy next to them gets blown into little gobby bits. And he's like, you were told them the whole time, it's your job to cover your buddy. And then your buddy is going, bloom, into yucky little bits. Made up by some fertilizer bomb that's sitting on the side of the road for somebody who lives in a tent, right? Like, we've got to go, the whole world begins to twist. Why did we do this? Why are we here? What's happening? And then their family the family of the buddy, they're trying to figure out exactly why this. Yeah, this is a highly traumatic experience, and people need to be prepared for it. I just don't think they are.
No, I would imagine they're not. I mean, train conductors are also relatively prone to PTSD, and it's because, people commit suicide by diving in front of trains and things like that.
It's probably pretty effective.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. But, we see this quite a lot, where people who regularly experience human death in gory and tragic ways become traumatized to the point of being numb or killing themselves. So, soldiers, absolutely, especially when we're sending them out into countries under false pretenses. Realistically, telling them that, you're going to go fight for freedom. Well, these people aren't stupid. You may convince them for a time, but eventually...
Yeah, they figure it out. And then it's one of the only jobs that you're not legally allowed to quit. So you're stuck in there for, I think the standard contract is 5 years, but whatever it is...
5 years, really?
And it's not just that you can... It might have changed since the last I looked.
I think it's 8 years, but you can do a certain amount on and a certain amount in
something like that. Like, it's a long time. It's not like they say, you can't quit in the middle of combat. Well, okay, that would make sense.
Yeah,
it's like, no, you're stuck there for a while.
I would disagree. If you have somebody fighting alongside you who wants to quit in the middle of the fight, it's probably in your best interest to let them walk away.
Right, I don't disagree with that, but it's not... That would not be an insane rule, right? Like, okay. If I'm like, okay, we're going to war, you can't quit during the middle of a battle. It's like, okay, that's non-insane.
Right, maybe a 30-day process to quit or something like that make me a bit more sense.
But if you're just chilling at a base and you're like, I think my job is evil now because I figured X out XYZ, regardless of I agree with your assessment or not, the best thing for everybody is for you to leave.
Let us know your opinion, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Take control of the airways. Tell us what's on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And it's a special Memorial Day, evidently.
Well.
But before we get into the story about, before we get further into the story about the tragic 6,000 deaths per year, suicides per year by veterans of various wars. Let's go to the phones. We've got Carl calling from New York. Carl, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
So I was wondering if you guys were familiar with cultural Marxism.
I've heard the term used. It seems pretty loaded. I don't know that Karl Marx spoke much about culture in the same way, but go ahead.
Well, he did, at least in the Communist Manifesto.
Okay. I know I read it, but it's been, 30 years.
It's on my agenda to reread it because I've heard that, he talks quite a lot about progressing from capitalism to state-run socialism, but has absolutely nothing to say about how they might then progress from socialism to anarchist communism.
That is accurate.
Right. Yeah,
that is accurate.
It's supposed to just work.
Or at least it's accurate as of the Communist Manifesto. I haven't read everything he's written.
But, that most critical feature of passing from
Your actual goal.
Yeah. He's completely silent on that subject.
In the Communist Manifesto, he is silent on that.
Maybe it wasn't his goal.
So why do you ask, Carl?
So, part of what it is that a lot of people are talking about is how a lot of people have talked about it. Essentially, what's happened is a lot of people that are against Western civilization that think like, oh, the ideas of traditionalism are oppressive or whatnot, they believe in, or they've been accused at least of believing in cultural Marxism. So I was wondering if you guys agreed with that.
I think you might have that backwards.
You think?
In what way?
The people who are opposed to traditional values would be the people who would be for generally cultural Marxism.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant.
Okay,
I misspoke. Sorry.
Now clarify for me what even is meant by cultural Marxism. Is it just a hatred of quote unquote traditional values?
Well, it's this idea that essentially Western civilization traditional values are considered bad or oppressive, and as a result, they need to be replaced with more progressive or socially progressive values.
Well, progressive, at least in that sense, is a point of view and not anything that actually indicates progress.
Right. I mean, that's the mislabeling of terms. The way I feel is that people should be able to live their lives how they wish, and they should reap all the consequences of that life. And if they want to try out new and different lifestyles, who am I to say otherwise? If they expect somehow that I'm going to bear the responsibility for their decisions, on the other hand, only in so much as I can not avoid bearing that responsibility. So if the government is going to say that, for instance, you're going to eat really unhealthy throughout your life, and the government says that I have to take care of your heart disease, well, I guess if I've got to pay those taxes, I'm going to pay those taxes that I can't avoid, but I'm going to try my very best to not pay any additional money into a governmental system. I consider the government to be highly inefficient. But as far as cultural Marxism goes, I mean, I often find this is a loaded term for people who want other people to live the way they want them to live.
Right.
I think that traditional...
I mean, it's cultural protectionism at the end of the day that the right traditional value people want to engage in. It's just protectionism.
I live a very traditional lifestyle, right? Like, my wife doesn't have a job outside of the house. I have a job outside of the house. We have a kid. We have very traditional gender roles and all that stuff. And I think it works very well. I'd go so far as to say, if you look at traditional religions around the world, the sort of very conservative religions. Check out the Amish, the Hasidic Jews, and I'm sure that there's a more in this list. These Quakers are another good one. These people tend to be financially prosperous. And I'm not saying financially prosperous is the greatest indicator of living a good life.
It's an indicator.
But it is an indicator.
And so to me, if you're going to call something cultural Marxist, you would have to be a little bit more specific than just it goes against traditional Western values, because there was a culture that Marx was going for. And so if you're talking about that, then yes, that's cultural Marxism. Just anything that's not traditional Western values, I wouldn't say is. So yeah, if it's something...
What is your take on traditional values versus social progressivism.
Well, going back to his point, I mean, I agree that nobody should be forced to live, you know, a certain way. And I don't think anybody's advocating for the law to force anybody to. But I do think there is a movement, specifically on the left, to try and destroy, or to essentially try and say, oh, traditional values are bad, or family values are bad, or the West is bad. And I think that's outrageous, because I think that the West, I mean, the West is incredible. I mean, you can, anything you want that you can afford, you can get with the touch of your finger now. And people are saying, oh, well, the West is bad. Well, the West has given us so many things. So, but I mean, I agree nobody should be forced to live a certain way. But I think the question is, should it be, should cultural, or should an ideology that is against traditionalism.
So let me ask you this. Sorry to interrupt, but let me ask you this. If you believe that nobody should be forced to live a specific way, what if the people who advocate for social progress, and I use that term loosely, would agree that you shouldn't be forced to adopt, quote, progressive values, but we don't like the values that you choose to live under?
Oh, that's fine, but I'm just saying, should it be encouraged?
What's wrong with encouraging it?
Well, no, what I'm saying,
I mean, in the marketplace of ideas, the one that is most enticing, the one that is most attractive, is going to get the results.
You shouldn't be allowed to express that idea. You should, or, I mean, if you want to discuss it, but is it an idea that we should live by? If you want to, sure, but in terms of whether it's moral to, I would say no.
Well, see, there's two problems that I see with the encouraging it part. One is that in a lot of cases, we're being dishonest about the results of particular behaviors. That's, you know, fraud in advertising.
Sure.
And then the other thing is as far as a lot of a lot of harmful behaviors go, the benefits are privatized and the costs are socialized. There are benefits to harmful behaviors. You have a lot of, they're usually short-term benefits,
yeah,
but they do exist. So you get the benefit of, you know, you have a great night getting high, you have all this fun doing whatever, you have all these short-term, you know, benefits, because that's why you're doing it in the first place. If there was no benefits whatsoever, no one would do it. But then the costs are socialized, so you don't really see what this is actually costing.
Carl, thank you for the call. Certainly, that sort of valuing short-term gains over long-term gains is the problem that leads to much of this. This is Free Talk Live. Tell us what's on your mind. 855-450, free as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or use the Discord server at discord.freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tributes are being held across the country on this Memorial Day. Vice President Mike Pence addressed a crowd at Arlington National Cemetery and laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A ceremony was held in New York City next to the USS Intrepid, where Vice Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Bill Moran addressed the audience.
Countless generations, heroes that served as guardians of our freedom and our way of life. We are the beneficiary of their sacrifices.
Residents in the small town of El Reno, Oklahoma, are continuing to assess the damage from an EF3 tornado. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says President Trump has been in touch with him.
It was harsh with us. He said, whatever you need in Oklahoma, we're here. Tell the Oklahomans that the federal government's here to help them. And he just kept saying he's just, you know, devastated.
President Trump is returning home from his trip to Japan on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airways and tell us what's on your mind with 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we ended up with a little bit of a discussion about cultural Marxism, which is something that I hear used a lot by people who are somewhat hesitant to define it, except in regard to its contrast, which would be apparently traditional values.
So... when I hear the term cultural Marxism, it immediately raises my hackles. As a very traditional guy who has a very traditional family, that I'm expecting to hear people say things like afterwards, that once we get our plan enacted where we have vilified those on the left who disagree with us, then everybody will have to do as I say. Right, and
that's true of every ideology,
yes,
other than anarchy, though.
Yes,
like, that's
right. That's exactly what I mean. Is that there's two equally bad ideas out there: those that want to kill traditional values and never let anybody have them, and those that want to kill this cultural Marxism or whatever it is they're talking about and never let anybody do it. And then there's the rest of us in the middle who are like, well, do what you want, so long as it doesn't bother me. And I think that's the vast majority of people. Some people won't hang out with, certain folks because of the way they look or what they choose to do or whatever. And that's their business if they want. For me, I don't personally care. And I will say that if you take the conservative approach, or at least take a look at the conservative approach, in all likelihood, the vast majority of the times, it's going to have the best long-term result for you. And long-term results, I think, are the thing we should go for.
Well, and by conservative approach, you mean in your personal life, not necessarily like foreign policy.
Right. I don't know. Foreign policy, my approach would be usually not blowing things up.
Right.
Well, right, but I just thought that might be unclear to some people, so I...
Thank you.
I don't know if I fully agree that conservative values or traditional values are more likely to lead to long-term productivity or wealth or success. Because we haven't actually had the chance yet to try what I would characterize as social tolerance. Not socialism or any of that nonsense. I'm a capitalist. I'm a diehard capitalist. I think that competition works. And I think that what we're seeing today is competition where traditional values are having to compete for their first time.
Well, I'd say tolerance is something that, you know, I would accept, would preach. But I would also say that you have no obligation to be tolerant, right? Like if I determine that I don't want to hang out with people.
Well, it depends on how you define tolerance, I suppose. To me, I would use the stricter definition that tolerance is simply allowing something. I mean, in most connotations, tolerance, it implies a certain level of dislike or unhappiness. Like, I tolerate this thing happening to me. Yeah. I tolerate these headaches. It implies that you're not overly fond of it.
Well, so I think that there's two things, right? Like, I can tolerate it in the world. So you can
simply means not using force, violence, or coercion to attempt to stop it, in my definition.
Or I can tolerate it in my life. So I may exclude people who exhibit, I do actively exclude people who exhibit certain behaviors from my life. Like, they're just not allowed to be in my life. I'm just not going to spend any time. Or if I'm forced into a situation with those people, my conversation is going to be courteous but abrupt.
See, to me, that's the difference between tolerance and acceptance. Having somebody part of your life would qualify as acceptance. To whatever degree, it may be loose acceptance where you are closer to not being overly excited about it, but you're not willing to push them out at this point, versus tolerance, which is not willing to tolerate them in your life or not willing to have them in your life, but also not willing to use force, violence, and coercion to stop them. That's how I characterize all of this.
All right. I mean, I think that's all fine and dandy. It's just, you know, one thing I would like to, you know, I'd like to say, yes, there are people on the left that especially they appear to populate places like Twitter. I see their tweets and, you know, they're lunatics and they manage to get the attention that they get by being lunatics.
Certainly.
Then the people on the there's people on the right that basically are their polar opposites. But the you know, an opposite side of the same coin, in so much as they wish to force people to behave in the fashion that they wish them to behave. And I don't want those people defining the right or what I believe. So I'm willing to say I live a conservative lifestyle because that's just the truth. But you know, I don't want it, you know, intolerance to necessarily be part of that. By the way, if you're sitting there as a lefty thinking, oh, I'm very tolerant, you don't tolerate my way of thinking. Once I want to live my life the way I want to live my life and, like, not have you steal money from me to populate your little programs or in the government or whatever, suddenly your tolerance goes out the window. Right, like my tolerance is fine that I don't want to tell people how to live, but my intolerance of inefficient government programs, whoa, that's just crazy talk. Western civilization is going to crumble and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, even if that was the case, I would still ask, you know, the question of, well, it's a pretty conservative traditionalist mindset to be concerned that Western society is going to crumble in the first place.
Perhaps.
I mean, it seems to me like the progressive one would be, okay, well, then something will rise from the ashes.
Something, you know, these centrist leftists here in Keene are constantly seem to be worrying about Western civilization falling apart when I talk about not funding whatever government program it is that they're concerned about.
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, people like using the state to support their views.
If a particular idea is bad, it will have bad results.
It will have bad results.
And
if, on a personal level, if everybody's paying for their own stuff.
Right. It will have bad results on a personal level if everybody's paying for their own stuff. If they're not, then we'll never know what bad choices are because people will never have to deal with the consequences. The consequences of bad action are bad, and they're bad for the person with the bad action and the people who are in their immediate vicinity and people they come in contact with.
This isn't even necessarily malicious, so you don't necessarily know what – you're doing that's a bad action if you're not getting all of the... It's not like you get a letter from the feds every month. Okay, this month we have subsidized the following behaviors that you engaged in. Like, you don't necessarily know what you should even move around to be getting better results. You just know that you're not bankrupt and you still have a place to live.
Right.
So...
Well, isn't that sort of intentional to just sort of obfuscate the entire thing?
On the part of the government or the part of the state, yes. On the part of an individual who's not part of the state and just is living their life, absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, if we don't force people, if we don't leave people to the results of their actions, at least at some point, I get it. Sometimes people need a bailout, and I'm ready to help with those sorts of things. Hopefully that's your family that's doing the bailing out. But if you've got a family full of people that make bad choices, like, they just need to deal with the consequences of those bad choices. Stop having me subsidize it, because you're just going to get more families that make bad choices. We humans like good things in the short term. And as Melanie was saying previously, some bad action will get you good things in the short term. If we subsidize bad action and people have good results, what they consider to be good results because of that bad action, you're going to get more of it. So I don't know what the bad action is, but I know that forcing me to support whatever it is, we're going to get more of it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incentivizing it for all intents and purposes. It's allowing people to get drunk every single day without the hangover and without the risk of alcoholism. Or at least the risk of the consequences of alcoholism, to just use an obvious example of something that in the short term may be good. But see, that's capitalism as a whole, and that's why these leftists don't like capitalism, because it's all about savings and long-term advantages versus short-term gains.
Right.
For the capitalist society, it's all about taking these resources and holding them until we can turn them into something better, or turning them into something better, where for the socialists it's more instant gratification, now. I don't want to face the consequences. This is Free Talk Live. If you disagree, be sure to give us a call and let us know. That's 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or use the Discord server at discord.lrn.fm.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airways. Let us know what's on your mind. 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And it's Memorial Day, and we barely got into it, but Mark, you have a story regarding veteran suicides and how they are generally ignored in wider American society and somebody attempting to rectify that.
The Buffalo News, Sean Kirst, reports half a century is enough to extinguish many memories, images blurring into colors and echoes, but Casimiro Rodriguez can still reach into childhood and find his big brother. In a family of 13 children, Gabriel was older by 7 years, one of a group of Rodriguez boys who slept in one big room. Within the... That's probably child abuse now. that close bond...
I hope not.
Well... Pretty close. Within that close bond, there's something special about Gabe. I looked up to him, said Rodriguez, 64, president of the Hispanic Heritage Council of Western New York. Gabe helped teach him how to make a few dollars for the family by shining shoes or shoveling snow. Rodriguez recalls his teenage brother walking downtown night after night to wash dishes at the old Statler when they lived on the west side. In 1968, Gabe, a joyous guy with a passion for cars, left for the Army in Vietnam. The young man who returned was deeply changed. In retrospect, Rodriguez knows his brother was showing signs of mental illness and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Did he leave of his own accord, or was he drafted?
Well,
I mean, that's a critical piece of that, because the draft makes it even worse.
Okay, so it's hard to say, because you were... probably going to go. So some people signed up before they got drafted, too.
Yeah, good
so
point.
It's difficult to know. Basically, I consider everybody who signs up before the draft was eliminated to be a draftee. And
fair point.
It's, at that point, it's not a volunteer army. It's a, it's a conscripted army. Because even if only half of the people are conscripted that are in the army, you can't say the others aren't in a conscripted army, because that army functions the way it, some of the population within it sort of feels and functions. So if there's somebody in there who's not giving their all because they don't want to be there, then why do you want to be in that army in the first place?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to be, but that's the problem with the draft, is that it removes one's wants from the question entirely.
12
years? It's, here's a gun, now go, or we throw you in prison for the rest of your life. Hope you make it back in one piece, in sound mind and body. You won't, but hope for it.
12 years later, Gabe locked himself in a car and took his own life through carbon monoxide poisoning. The loss remains so fresh that Rodriguez weeps to speak of it. But he will tell the tale again Monday during a 9:30 a.m. Memorial Day ceremony, says today, and the USS Little Rock, on the USS Little Rock at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park just before he helps unveil an extraordinary memorial. Called The Battle Within, the riverfront sculpture is intended to serve as a remembrance of veterans who died by suicide and a means of hope for men and women facing similar despair. Gabe's widow and grandchildren are expected to attend, bring fresh the flesh and blood of one of the deepest meanings. Families whose losses for too long were confined to the shadows finally have a place to grieve for veterans who took their own lives. And I think that so many times when people are here on Memorial Day is not for veterans, and veterans know it. It's these lamos that that think that every holiday is Flag Day. That's not what it is.
Well, what is it then?
Well, Memorial Day is specifically for the fallen who died in military service, and I think that these people who end up taking their own lives because of whatever the demons are that they manage to find out there. Well, I think they deserve whatever credit these other folks that managed to get themselves blown up in silly situations too, unfortunate situations. And I really think the best way to serve the fallen is to make fewer and fewer of them over time.
I would absolutely agree.
Right.
And I mean, the best thing we can do to support the troops is to stop sending them to foreign countries to be traumatized, maimed, and killed.
And I think that the troops agree. Ron Paul ran on a platform of, let's get us out of these military situations. And he was the most supported presidential candidate by enlisted people across the board.
Yeah, it was like 5 times higher than anyone else, right?
It was there's not even close. And you don't have to say enlisted people either as officers. You include officers in that number because they're probably not that many of them compared to the enlisted men anyway. But people in the military wanted Ron Paul. And none of the Republican talking heads ever wanted to talk about that. They're all about support the troops. But when those troops have an opinion, well, let's forget about that. This guy's quixotic. He's nuts or whatever. And I'm sure the troops will probably come out to support the, the more anti-war Democrat that happens to emerge, whomever that is. Yeah. Maybe it'll be Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know. She doesn't seem to be. She's not as anti-war as I'd like her to be. But
anti-war at all, though, would be a vast improvement over the last forever.
Right.
Really.
If you find whomever the Republicans are, whatever field it is, and you ask them, do you support the wars of the last 20 or 30 years? And their answer is going to be 100% yes. Yes, 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 yes. Because they get that the voting population doesn't really understand what the people in the military actually want. If the voting population understood what people in the military wanted, I don't think that they would be as pro-war as they are. But somehow, in modern society, support the troops and support the war has become collapsed.
Well, wouldn't it be the case that in the current environment where there isn't a draft actually being utilized, wouldn't it be the case that, obviously a lot of them probably have buyer's remorse and things like that, but these people can choose to simply not enlist if they don't approve of the way that they're being used in their military service. Of course, if the contract is actually 8 years, I assumed it was something closer to 2 years, finding out.
Right. There's several different options. So 8 years, but it's usually 4 years in and then 4 years in active ready reserve. okay? There's a few little tricks that go on in the business. First off, you go in the military, you know, here I am. I'm going to sign up for the military today. And they're, you know, they'll tell you, well, you go ahead and tell us the three things you'd really like to do in the military.
Oh, yeah, they're salesmen, and right. They're liars.
Well, you know, that's what they're told to do. You can sign up and say, I'm only doing this particular task. And if you don't have that task, don't put me in. And they'll just kind of wait and put you in when the time comes. They do have that option if they wish to do it. They don't wish to do it because they need, because very few people say, I'd like to go in the military, carry an empty gun around, and sleep in the mud. Nobody says that.
No, I can't imagine anyone ever saying that.
Right. So, but that's the job opening. The job opening is carrying around empty guns.
Are they empty?
In many cases, they are, sure.
Really?
I mean, they don't give you weapons, and they don't give teenagers weapons until they absolutely have to. They're just an empty gun.
So they get to wander around with a fancy-looking paperweight.
Yes.
A scary-looking paperweight.
And keep it very clean, as clean as they possibly can. And so they...
So it's all pomp and circumstance.
Well, it's a lot of that, yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to learn about the old military, and you know, I've learned it by talking to people.
Right.
Over time. And I don't want to disparage the folks that go into the military, but I think a lot of them have been tricked. I think that they expected one thing and got something entirely different, and I think the vast majority of them do leave after their first bit. And if they had the option to quit, at least some option to quit. I'm not saying that, you know, there's a firefight going on with the Taliban, and I'm throwing up my little white flag here, time for me to go home, I'm sick of this. But if there was some way to go to the commanding officer... There is, by the way, but you just have to be very, 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 very adamant about it. But
or trans.
Yeah, you could start. Well, it didn't work for Klinger.
It'll work now.
Okay.
Did they pass that? I know he said he was going to do it, but I thought he'd never actually.
The last I heard, you were not allowed in the military if you're trans. Which is great to me. I don't think we should allow anyone in the military. Don't get me wrong. I applaud it. Let's not let white people in or black people in or brunettes or redheads or anyone else.
I don't want to see a system where we have to tell fibs about why you want to get out of the military. I just want to get out of the military, and that's what I want to do today. And maybe a path that takes 2 weeks or a month or something to finally get out, but a path. And I think that would solve a lot of problems.
855-450-3733.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.